American Legion Baseball coverage is on the air. We begin each game day with In the Dugout, a pregame chat with Hastings head coach Kevin Asher. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings.
Well, good evening. Welcome to American Legion Baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHS, a makeup game from May 26th as Hastings Five Points Bank gets set to take on North Platte First National Bank here tonight. Spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, coming off of a 1-2 weekend, a loss to Grand Island, a loss to Lincoln Southeast, and a win over Lincoln North Star. Just talk about the play over the weekend.
Well, we were a little sloppy to start the weekend against Grand Island. I think a first four innings kind of was just something that we've not shown a lot of all year. We didn't play well last week against Kearney and our Grand Island at home. And kind of the same thing. We just we got out on top and then give it right back. And the last three innings of the Grand Island game, the seven innings of the next game, and the five innings yesterday were what we want to play. It's clean baseball, putting the ball in play, had a lot of two-out hits, just doing a good job all around those last 15 innings of, of the weekend. But you're playing quality competition. Southeast, very good baseball team, 4-3 baseball game. Didn't have as many strikes thrown early in the game as we wanted to, but can't fault it because the defense was clean, the offense was came to life there at the end of the Lincoln Southeast game, and then continued over that into the North Star game on Sunday.
One bright point, you get to Blaine Drew back for the entire three ball games, and he delivered at the plate 5 out of 10 after a 22-day kind of IR mission.
That's what goes so weird in baseball is he takes a couple weeks off, and then all of a sudden he comes out, takes 2 days of batting practice, and his first four hits were all barreled up and line drives and stuff, and everybody's going, wow, how easy is this making? And it gives us a great weapon at the top of our order. He gives us some speed. He's got great instincts on the bases. He was on base all the time, and that was key for us. Just putting him back up there, not that Sam didn't do a good job, but Sam's a better guy to turn the lineup over at the bottom of the order, and it kind of gives us some options. Then we can move some other guys into the two hole now and maybe make that 3-4-5 spot in our order really tough.
You're getting some guys back from injuries, from some trips and things. Trey Asher is one guy that's still being banged up a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait on his shoulder. He tried a little bit of catch on Sunday, and it just isn't right. So we're going to, get that fixed hopefully in the next week or so and have him back maybe by Johnny Hop and area tournament. We'd like to have him back on the mound. I think he's, right there with the top of our rotation. But, we don't. So we've got guys that are stepping up, and, that's why Cade Adler's getting a big start tonight for him. He's had two nice outings, and if we can get Trey back on the defensive side of it, it'll really help us too.
This is the time of year we got to put the pieces together. We're in almost into the month of July, just a couple of weeks away from the area tournament, and you got to put the pieces together and maybe try to make a run.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You go through 30-some games like we're at right now, and you learn a lot about your baseball team. And even though the other night we didn't play well on Saturday against Grand Island, the first five, six innings and got it to an extra inning ball game and ended up going 10. You looked at your team and we didn't play well, hung in there, got a run in the top of the seventh to tie it, and then played three extra innings and really battled. So that this is the type of team we've got. We were really disappointed after that loss, and then we come back against Southeast, and putting the pieces all into place is what you're saying. And we do have some options now. Just like tonight, we can keep our relief pitching on the bench and get them ready in case something goes awry.
Vinny Schmidt hitting the ball well, a six-game hitting streak right now. I think he's 7 for his last 15.
Yeah, and he didn't even get a swing the bat on Sunday. I just thought it was more important that he really concentrating on his stuff on the mound, and Trey needs his at-bats. And so it really, he's been hot, at times at the plate all season long. He kind of goes streaky. So, hopefully tonight putting him back in the order at third base, he'll, keep that streak going. And I think surrounding everybody with better players swinging the bats, so I think it makes our order pretty tough to beat.
All right, come back and talk about the opposition here tonight as we continue on the pregame show right after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Back with Hastings Five Points Bank head coach Kevin Asher. It's Hastings and North Platte here tonight. A team that you saw a few weeks ago that beat you out in North Platte 4-0. What about this team?
Well, they're loaded. They're the best North Platte team we've seen in quite a while. They've got the Cruz kid on the mound is as good as anybody in our conference, and statewide, I think he'd start for any team. He'd be there one or two. I don't know if we'll see him tonight, but the last time we saw him out there, he threw an excellent game at us, and we just didn't put the ball in play enough and then really come in with a lot of confidence. We didn't look like the type of team that was going to, make him give us 5-6 pitches to see. We went out and popped a few things up early and gave him some quick innings, and, it was a great ball game. Jared Foote threw a great game at them, and it was 0-0, I think, going into the fifth, and they scratched a run across here fifth or sixth inning, and, then it turned into a misplay by us and we ended up 4-0. Probably should have been a 1-0 ball game. So very, very equal in a lot of areas. They got a great catcher. They've got good infielders. They got speed in the outfield. And I think they've 22-2 right now, and there's a reason, because of the fact that they have lost to Kearney, and that's it. So they're a good baseball team.
Obviously, this is the team we're going to see come area tournament time, so this could be a big game maybe for a seeding there later on in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think right now, it'd be awfully tough for us to move around too much, but I think, North Platte's really going to have to go south to end up not being the one seed with a win percentage. And but you're right. You got to get some momentum somewhere in your district, and the area tournament is going to be very, very highly contested. I think there's four teams that can win it, and it's going to be just the team that gets hot at the right time.
It's a good hitting ball club as well. As we checked their numbers, .384 is their team batting average, and that's potent at this level.
Yeah, that's about 80 points higher than we're at, I don't know, it's sometimes them and Kearney and Grand Island, they're all in 370s or better, and that's one area we talked about at the beginning of the year, Mike, was where are we going to be as an offensive team come later in the season, and I saw some life of a good offensive team on late Saturday and Sunday. I think, we've had some injuries, just like everybody else, but definitely we need our 11 position players healthy to make sure that we're a good offensive team too. And 384, man, that's really, really high for a Legion team throughout a whole season.
Now we're throwing out Cade Adler. You kind of mentioned him. He has not seen a lot of time on the hill, but maybe his last couple of times out there has been pretty impressive.
Yeah, and that's a deal where we were really deep in the pitching staff to start the season, and then we had, with Spady leaving and Trey's injury and Blaine Dreher's injury, and all of a sudden, you get into those 6-7 game weeks, and Blaine got his chance, and he went out against Yankton, South Dakota, who was the Class A state runner-up last year in South Dakota, and he beat them 14-2. We had a great offensive day there, and then, his last outing was good, too. So, he knows he's got to throw a lot of strikes, though, tonight, and at times he gets himself into high pitch counts early, and, we'll have a bullpen ready, but I have a lot of confidence in Cade. He's got two pitches. His fastball and curveball have been really good, and he's kind of deceptive. He's got a goofy delivery, so that sometimes can cause some problems for an offense.
All right, good luck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and North Platte tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Dugout with Hastings head coach Kevin Asher, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmacy needs. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your Hastings link to local sports. 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHIS. A makeup game from way back on May 26th when the rains swept Duncan Field that night. Hastings getting set to take on North Platte First National Bank in a single seven-inning ball game here tonight. As our American Legion baseball coverage continues for the 2016 season, Hastings coming in a record of 18 wins, 13 losses on the season. Hastings went 1-2. In the Grand Island Kearney tournament over the weekend, they lost to Grand Island Home Federal and lost a game to Lincoln Southeast. They were able to beat Lincoln North Star on Sunday. So Hastings sitting at 18-13 in the season. You see a team tonight in North Platte that's very, very good. Their current record is sitting at 22 wins and 2 losses on the season. Their only 2 losses have been to Kearney, losing to Kearney runs of 4-2 back on May the 31st, and they also lost to Kearney on June the 21st by the score of 10-9. So North Platte's a very good 22-2 on the season, taking on Hastings. Again, the record is sitting at 18 wins and 13 losses on the season. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings, they'll go with Blaine Dreher back in the lineup after spending 22 days on the injured list, so to speak. Blaine Dreher is going to start at shortstop tonight. His batting average on the season is sitting at .378. Trey Asher is going to be the DH in the ball game tonight. Asher is sitting at .270 as far as his batting average is concerned. Brooks Asher going to be the catcher. He'll bat third. Brooks is now at .365 for a batting average. Grant Schmidt will be in center field. He'll bat at the number 4 spot. His batting average at .347. Dawson Eckhart will be at first base. Eckhart with a batting average at .349. Vinny Schmidt with a 6-game hitting streak right now. The hottest hitter on the ball club as far as Hastings Five Points Bank is concerned. He'll start at third base tonight. His batting average is sitting at .348. Connor Lounce will be out in left field. He'll bat seventh. His average is at .310. Cole Spady will be out in right field. His average is at .209. He'll bat at the number 8 position here tonight. And then Sam Reimer will bat ninth. He'll be at second base defensively. His average is at .239. And Cade Adler will get the start for Hastings here tonight. Adler is currently 0-1 in the season. His ERA is sitting at 4.55. So Hastings will go with Dreher, Asher, and Asher. Schmidt, Eckhart, and Schmidt. Lounce, Spady, and Reimer with Cade Adler on the hill here tonight for Hastings and head coach Kevin Asher. For North Platte First National Bank, they will go this way. Again, the record at 22 wins and 2 losses on the season. J.C. Barker will start at second base. His batting average is sitting at .474 on the season. Braden Ruffin will be your shortstop. He'll bat second. His average is sitting at .451. Then Brandon Folk will come to the plate. He's the first baseman. His batting average is at .531. Cade Root will be your catcher. He'll bat fourth. His batting average at .426. So the first 4 guys in the order here for North Platte First National Bank, very good. All the batting average is over .425. Dylan Peterson will be your third baseman. He'll bat fifth. His average is sitting at .371. Kevin Hancock will be your left fielder. He'll bat sixth. His average at .313. Jaden Cruz will be your designated hitter. He'll bat in the number 7 position tonight. His average is sitting at .300 on the year. Bryce Byrne will be your center fielder. He'll bat 8th. His average is at .350. Gabe Vizorak will be your right fielder. His average at .459. Batting in the number 9 position here tonight. And the pitcher for North Platte First National Bank will be Dominique Martinez. He is undefeated on the season, 4-0 with an ERA of 3.00. So again, North Platte First National Bank will go with Barker, Ruffin, and Folk. Roots, Peterson, and Hancock. Cruz, Byrne, and Vizorok in the starting lineup here tonight with Dominique Martinez on the mound. North Platte First National Bank, 22-2 on the season. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. First pitch is straight ahead. You're listening to American Legion baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Get your beauty rest on during the 4th of July sale going on now at Furniture Direct in Hastings. Experience elegance and luxury with the new line of Beauty Rest Platinum mattresses and get a free box spring. Add an adjustable power base to any queen set purchase for only $399 more. Up to 48 month, no interest financing. The Beauty Rest 4th of July sale is going on now at Furniture Direct on South Burlington in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. A makeup game with North Platte First National Bank. A makeup from May 26th as we get things in here about a month later at Duncan Field. Temperature wise, we're going to be sitting at 84 degrees. 84 degrees at game time here tonight. Winds will be out of the east at about 6 miles per hour. So the wind's blowing out to the right field corner here tonight as the first pitch is straight ahead with Hastings, the home team, on the scoreboard. They'll bounce in the bottom of the innings here tonight as Cade Adler will go to work for Hastings Five Points Bank here in this one. So Cade's getting a big start here for Hastings in this ball game. Has not seen a whole lot of time on the hill this year for Hastings Five Points Bank. In fact, Adler has only thrown 11 innings all season long. He'll be making his fourth appearance of the season. His overall record is sitting at no wins and one loss. He does have a save to his credit. Out of those 11 innings, he has given up 9 base hits and 7 runs. All 7 of those have been earned. 6 base on balls and 4 strikeouts. And his ERA is sitting at 4.45. So Cade Adler, a right-hander, getting a start here tonight for Hastings Five Points Bank against a very potent offensive team here in North Platte First National Bank. Again, their team batting average is sitting at .384 on the season. That compares to the Hastings team batting average, which is sitting at .296. So a big chore here for Cade Adler, and Hastings are trying to slow down this offensive attack from North Platte tonight. The umpire behind the plate this evening is going to be Jim Langan. And on the bases here tonight, Tim Higgins will call the outs down there. So we're just about ready to go with American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings this weekend will play in the Mike Peterson Tournament, the annual 4th of July Mike Peterson Tournament in Lincoln. We'll be facing some stiff competition once again. Elkhorn South, 5:30 Friday night. Lincoln Southeast will play at 7:30 on Friday. Then on Saturday, Hastings will play Bellevue West at 3 o'clock and Lincoln North Star at 5:30. And then depending on what happens the first 2 days, Hastings will be seated and they'll play a ball game as well on Sunday. So 5 games coming up in the Mike Peterson Tournament coming up this weekend. But first things first, an all-important league game here tonight with North Platte First National Bank. J.C. Baker, or Barker, is going to be the first guy to lead things off here for North Platte. He's going to take a strike on the outside corner and the first delivery there by Cade Adler. Again, Barker has a batting average on the season, sitting at .474 for North Platte. There's a slow roller out toward first base. Eckhart grabs it, goes over and races over to the first base bag and touches it for the first out of the ballgame. So Barker grounds out to the first baseman, Dawson Eckhart, at first base there for Hastings. That's going to bring up Braden Ruffin next. He's the shortstop. So Ruffin comes to the plate. He has got, 32 base hits and 71 trips to the plate so far this season for North Platte First National Bank. There's a ground ball towards shortstop. Dreher has got it. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. So two up, two down Wayne Dreher back in the lineup. Good to see you there for Hastings. He was off for about 22 days. Had an injury and got back into the starting lineup over the weekend in that Grand Island Kearney tournament. Played all three games there. Now he'll get to start here as he returns to his normal spot there at shortstop. Brendan Falk coming to the plate next. Falk is their leading hitter on the team. Big tall kid steps in there from the right-hand side. And we'll take a pitch on the outside corner for a strike here. Nothing and one to Brendan Falk. He'll be at first base here tonight. Next pitch is going to be down low. And now the count is sitting at one ball and one strike on Falk. He leads the team as far as batting average is concerned. He's got an average of .531 coming into the ball game here tonight. He is 26 out of 49 from the plate for North Platte. The next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. This guy's got a couple of home runs to his credit this year. Two home runs, 21 RBIs. Again, the batting average of .531 on the season. He has walked 10 times and he has struck out 8 times. Ball got away, came back to the screen, and Jimmy Langan, the home plate umpire, gets a fresh baseball out of his ball bag there for Cade Adler. It gets it into the right-hander's hand. Now Cade delivers to the plate. There's a big swing and a miss there. A swing and a miss by Brendan Falk. And the count is now even up at two balls and two strikes. Two men out. We're in the top half of the first inning, just underway here at Duncan tonight. There's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball. That's now three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 the count here to Falk. Cade Adler walks off of the rubber, now climbs back on top of the hill and gets a sign from his catcher, Brooks Asher. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's on the way, swung on and fouled first base side. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Defensively for Hastings, Brooks Asher behind the plate, Dawson Eckhart at first base, Sam Reimer at second, Blaine Dredd shortstop, Vinny Schmidt at third. Out on the outfield, Connor Laux, Grant Schmidt, Cole Speedy from left to right. Here comes the 3-2 slow roller towards second. Reimer charges, grabs the ball, goes to first base in time, and North Platte goes down in order here in the top half of the first inning. North Platte with no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score, North Platte nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
I grew up in India and then did residency in three different countries. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and then while I was in medical school, I saw this 25-year-old woman with two little children diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a life-shattering experience for her and her entire family. Then helping her get through it, that was very challenging and fulfilling to me. Mary Lanning Hospital has everything to offer, bringing the best possible care to the people here in their community. I'm just very happy to be here and to be able to help each and every patient that walks through the door and bring a smile to their faces.
I am Shamila Garg, medical oncologist at Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS from Duncan Field. Hastings 5 points back. North Platte First National Bank going here as we head to the bottom half of the first inning. Dominic Martinez will be the starting pitcher tonight for North Platte. He's thrown 21 innings. His overall record, 4 wins and no losses on the season. Out of the 21 innings, Dominic has given up 17 base hits and 10 runs. 9 of those earned, 14 base on balls, 15 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 3.00. He'll be making his 5th appearance of the season. So Dominic Martinez, a right-hander, out there for North Platte First National Bank here in this ball game against Hastings 5 Points Bank. Blaine Dreher will lead things off for Hastings here in this one. Dreher with a batting average now at .378 on the season. Reinserted into the lineup over the weekend and hit very well in the Grand Island Kearney tournament. He was 5 out of 10 from the plate coming off of his little injury there. He sat out for 22 days and good to have him back here at the top of the order. There's a foul ball back here to the screen. And the count on Blaine Dreher is sitting at one ball and one strike. Dreher so far this season, he has played in 13 games now. So he missed a big portion of the 2016 summer here for Hastings 5 Points Bank, but getting him back just when we need him. Area tournament time about to 3 weeks away. Ground ball pass. Martinez on the mound, charging the second baseman. He has no play at first base. So Blaine Dreher is going to get a board here for Hastings. That's going to be an infield single for Blaine Dreher. Just right on by the outstretched glove of the pitcher, Dominique Martinez. It was a slow roll around towards second base. J.C. Barker charged on the grassy portion of the infield to pick it up, but not in time to catch Dreher over at first base. So Blaine Dreher gets a board here for Hastings, and that's going to bring up Trey Asher next. Asher is the designated hitter, and he hammers that ball out towards center field, but Byrne is going to come in and make the catch. Bryce Byrne catches the ball there from Trey Asher's bat, flying out towards center field. Asher is retired on the very first pitch that he sees, and that's going to bring up Brooks Asher next. Brooks Asher is the catcher. His batting average is now sitting at .365 on the season. Brooks in a little bit of a slump. He is just 4 out of his last 15 as he comes to the plate here for the first time in this ball game against North Platte. Takes a big whack there and is swinging a miss. No balls and one strike to Brooks Asher, the catcher for Hastings. Brooks is 35 out of 96 from the plate so far this year. He's got 10 doubles, a couple of triples, no home runs, 17 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be down low. Now the ball gets away from the catcher, running down there at second base. And it's going to be a throw, but not in time. Blaine Dreher is aboard. So the ball got away from Cade Root, the catcher. It comes just to his left side. He was able to go out and pounce on it out there. Just to the left of the plate there for North Platte. He got it down to the second baseman, J.C. Barker, but not in time as Blaine Dreher is aboard down there at second base. Now Hastings has got a man on in scoring position with Asher at the plate in the count at 1-1. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Back out of play. And the count now 1-2 to Brooks Asher. Asher has got a team-leading 17 walks to his credit so far this year. He has struck out 16 times. Asher now with a count of 1-2 here. With one man on in the first inning of play. Next pitch is a curveball. It's going to stay inside. And the count is now even up at 2-2 on Brooks Asher. Grant Schmidt will follow him. And then Dawson Eckhart, if Hastings is going to get something going here in this first inning. Dominique Martinez looking for the sign from his catcher, Cade Root. There's the pitch. It's going to be inside for another ball. Now the count is full at 3-2. Again, Kearney is the only team to beat this North Platte bunch here this year. They beat them twice in a couple of close ball games. North Platte, one of their better teams they've had in a long, long time. They are 22-2 on the season. There's a ground ball towards short, fielded there by Ruffin. He gets over to first base. That's going to be in time. They catch Brooks Asher, but the runner goes over to third base on the play. That's Blaine Dreher. So he's 90 feet away from scoring the first run of the ball game. Dreher moves over to third. Asher is retired in the play from short to first. And that's going to bring up Grant Schmidt next. Grant Schmidt, the center fielder here for Hastings Five Points Bank. His batting average on the year is at .347. Grant Schmidt, likewise, in a little of a bit of a mini slump here from the plate. He's 2 for his last 15 as he comes to bat for the first time. The ball is going to be fouled here back to the screen. And the count is 2-1. A little check swing there by Grant Schmidt. And a little piece of that one has come back, comes back to the screen. So nothing and one to Schmidt. He bats here in the bottom half of the first inning with a man on. Blaine Dreher down there at third base. Martinez from the stretch. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. Nothing and two to Grant Schmidt. Grant with 33 base hits and 95 trips to the plate. He has walked 12 times. He has struck out 11 times. Dominique again comes set. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be just outside. Maybe just misses, and the count is at 1-2. Grant has got 22 RBIs on the season, which is the best on the team. He's got a chance to drive home his 23rd run right here with a little base hit. The count is sitting at 1-2. There's the ball hit back up to the middle. That's a base hit in the center field. That drives home a run. So Schmidt gets aboard, drives home his 23rd run of the ball game, and Hastings comes out and grabs a 1-0 lead over North Platte First National Bank here in this first inning of play. That drives home Blaine Dreher as he scores his 15th run of the season. Grant Schmidt gets aboard here with an RBI single. That is his 34th base hit of the year. And now Dawson Eckhart comes to the plate next. Eckhart will be at first base tonight defensively for Hastings. His batting average is .349 in the season as he fouls away in his first pitch out of play. So Grant Schmidt with an RBI single gets Hastings out on top here at home over North Platte First National Bank. The score is 1-0. Eckhart now has a count of no balls and one strike here. He's got 29 base hits and 83 trips to the plate so far this summer. He's got three doubles to his credit for his extra base hits. He's driven home 20 runs. Dawson Eckhart's next pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike on a slow curve on the outside corner. And the count is sitting at no balls and two strikes now on Dawson Eckhart. He leads the team in walks. He's got 17 of those things. And he's got 12 strikeouts. Behind on the count here, no balls and two strikes with Grant Schmidt down there at first base. Next pitch is going to be hit toward right field. That's going to curve over into foul territory. So the count remains in no balls and two strikes. Also around the dial here tonight, we'll have the College World Series Championship game number one. The best of three series between Arizona and Coastal Carolina. Ball game is just underway over on ESPN 1550 KICS. Kansas City Royals playing St. Louis tonight at Kauffman Stadium. Pregame will be at 6:30 tonight on the breeze. Pitches outside. The throw down there at second base. Gets through everybody into the center field, but sliding in there safely is Grant Schmidt. Schmidt will stay at second base with a stolen base there for Hastings Fine Points Bank. So now the count at the plate is at one ball and two strikes on Dawson Eckhart. So the College World Series tonight underway on 1550 KICS. Kansas City Royals in St. Louis tonight on the breeze beginning at 6:30. We've got American Legion baseball here on 1230 KHIS. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Martinez. Hit toward first. Little bouncing ball. Mishandled there by Falk. He grabs it. He goes to Martinez covering the bag at first. And that's going to be in the nick of time and the inning is over. So Falk knocks it down. Then it had to go to the pitcher. Martinez covering the bag. Dawson Eckhart is retired on the play from first baseman Falk to the pitcher Martinez. But Hastings comes up with one run here in this first inning of play. One run on a couple of base hits. No errors on North Platte, and one runner left on base. One inning in the books here tonight to score. It is Hastings 1 and North Platte nothing.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Duncan Field and Hastings. American Legion baseball action here tonight. North Platte First National Bank and Hastings Five Points Bank. Kind of the battle of the banks here tonight. Makeup game from way back on May 26th when we were hit with a big rainstorm here at Duncan. 1-0 the score. Hastings out on top here after the first inning. North Platte will send up 4, 5, and 6. Here in inning number two, as they went down in order in the first inning, that'll be Cade Root, Dylan Peterson, and Kevin Hancock. Root is the catcher. Bats here from the right-hand side. Cade Adler goes to work on them. There's a ground ball towards second. Reimer scoops it up, goes over to first base. Low throw, but it's going to be in the nick of time there to catch Cade Root. So Root is retired in the play from second baseman Reimer to first baseman Eckhart. That brings up Dylan Peterson next. He's the third baseman. Peterson with a batting average of .371 so far this season. As he comes to the plate for the first time here tonight, he's got, 26 base hits and 70 trips to the plate. as he digs in to work against the righty out there for Hastings, Cade Adler. There's a fastball that's going to miss outside. One ball and no strikes. North Platte with their red jerseys here tonight, their white baseball pants. Hastings in their white pants and their dark blue tops. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away toward the Hastings dugout here in the third base side. And the count is sitting at one ball and one strike on Dylan Peterson. Peterson's got five doubles to his credit so far this year. He's driven home 18 runs. Leads the team, though, in strikeouts with 10. And he has walked 11 times so far this year. Here comes the next pitch, hit hard toward third base, fielded there by Vinny Schmidt. He goes across the diamond. That's going to be in time. So Hastings has sent the first five batters back to the dugout here. Dylan Peterson is retired in the play from third to first. A hard shot to Vinny right at third base, but he picks it up in one hop. Plenty of time over to Eckhart at first base to retire Dylan Peterson. And that's going to bring up Kevin Hancock next. He's the left fielder. His batting average on the year at 313 as a pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count of one ball and no strikes on Hancock. This is a very good hitting team. 384 is their team batting average for the season. Hancock at 313. He's got 10 base hits in 32 trips to the plate. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's two balls and no strikes now. Hancock digs back in on the right-hand side. Adjusts his batting helmet here. Here's the next pitch by Adler. It's on the way. It's a breaking pitch. It's going to miss down low. Now Cade falls behind Kevin Hancock, the number six hitter in the batting order here. Three balls and no strikes. Looks in for the sign from his catcher, Brooks Asher. He's got it. Here comes the next offering. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So after retiring the first five guys here in the ball game, Cade Adler finally walks a guy here. Hancock heads down to first base on the play, and now Jaden Cruz will come to the plate next. He is the designated hitter here in this ball game. Cruz has a batting average of 300. 9 out of 30 from the plate. Cruz also a very good pitcher for North Platte. Not seeing him in that role so far. He's the DH here in this ball game. The pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Jaden Cruz. Big tall kid as he steps in there from the right-hand side. Cruz is their workhorse as far as innings pitched this year. He's thrown 31 innings. 3-0 in the season, but we're not going to see him at least for a while. As Cruz is the DH here in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. So six straight balls now thrown by Cade Adler. Two balls and no strikes here to Jaden Cruz. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is outside. A swing and a miss. The throw down there by Asher is not in time as it gets by the shortstop, Dreher, in the center field. But staying there at second base is going to be Hancock. So the pitch was outside. Jaden Cruz goes after it there to try to protect the runner as much as he can. It was a swing and a miss by Cruz, but a throw down there by Brooks Asher was off of the mark and is stolen base there by Kevin Hancock for North Platte. But the count here on Jaden Cruz is going to be sitting at two balls and one strike. North Platte, that's their 83rd stolen base of the year. 83 out of 92 in swiping bases so far this year. Here comes the 2-1 pitch now from Cade Adler. It's on the way. That's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nice pitch there by Cade Adler. Now the count is even up at two balls and two strikes to Jaden Cruz for North Platte. Cruz has walked only six times so far this year, and he has struck out only seven times. Cruz is waiting on the pitch here. It's on the way. That ball is going to be hit toward left field. That's going to be trouble. It's going to fall in the gap. A run is going to score. Cruz is on his way to second base. It's picked up out there by the center fielder, Grant Schmidt. Gets the ball back to the infield, and a double there to drive home a run for North Platte. As a Jaden Cruz hammers one right in the gap in left center. Nicely placed right there. Hancock comes around to score for North Platte to tie up the ball game now at one run apiece. For Cruz, he drives home his sixth run of the 2016 season. That's his third double of the year. And scoring from second base easily there was a Hancock. So it's a 1-1 ball game, and that's going to bring up Bryce Byrne next. He's a center fielder. So Hancock scores. That's going to be his 15th run that he has scored so far this year. Here comes the pitch now to Bryce Byrne, the center fielder, is going to be outside for a ball. So it's two balls and no strikes. Adler having a little control problems here in inning number two. 2-0 the count here with a runner on at second base. The next pitch is going to be inside for another ball. Three balls and no strikes now to Bryce Byrne. He is the number eight guy in the batting order. He has walked 14 times so far this year. He has struck out eight times. Three balls and no strikes to Byrne. Here comes the next pitch by Adler. It's on the way. That's going to be outside for a ball. Now a throw down to second base. They've got him down there. A great throw from Brooks Asher down to second base. The tag was made down there, and unable to get back into the bag was Jaden Cruz, and he is picked off on a great throw by Brooks Asher behind the plate. So the inning comes to an end here for North Platte First National Bank. They get one run on one base hit. No errors on Hastings, and nobody left on base. We played an inning and a half. The score now is North Platte 1, Hastings 1.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make insurance simple through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind, and you can count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the amount of life insurance that's right for you. You already trust us to help protect your valuables. Now trust us to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today to see how we make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here at Duncan Field in Hastings. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators. You can visit them online at huskerpowerproducts.com. 1-1 is the score. Hastings and North Platte First National Bank here tonight with American Legion baseball action at Duncan Field. Hastings batting now here in the bottom half of the second inning. They got a run-scoring single from Grant Schmidt in the first inning of play to get the first run chalked up on the old scoreboard here tonight. North Platte coming back with a run in the top half of the second inning, so we're tied up. Vinny Schmidt will lead things off here in the second inning. It'll be Vinny followed by Connor Loxton and Cole Spady. Sam Reimer would then come to the plate if Hastings can get something going here in the second. Vinny Schmidt, a six-game hitting streak on the line here tonight, batting in the number six position with a batting average of .348. He fouls away this next pitch, and the count to him is going to be at one ball and one strike. Vinny's got 31 base hits so far this year and 89 trips to the plate. 27 singles, and he's got four doubles to his credit. He's driven home 20 runs. Next pitch is hit on the ground toward third, fielded there by Peterson. His long throw to first base is going to be in time. Nice stretch there by the first baseman, Folk. Throw is actually low, and he digs it out of the dirt there. Retires Vinny Schmidt from third to first. Connor Laux coming to the plate next. Connor Laux is a left fielder. His batting average on the season is sitting at .310. Laux has got 26 base hits and 84 trips to the plate. He has walked 9 times. He has struck out 10 times. He bats here from the right-hand side against Dominic Martinez as Dominic throws a fastball right down the pipe there. And the count is sitting at no balls and one strike on Connor Laux of Hastings. Dominic working quickly. His next pitch is going to be hit toward left field. Coming on, Hancock drifts over toward the foul line, and he makes the catch. Connor Laux, he flies out to the left fielder for the second out here in the second inning. And Cole Spady will come to the plate next. Spady is the right fielder. His batting average is now sitting at .209 on the season. Cole Spady is just two out of his last 12 at the plate here. So Spady down in the number eight hole for head coach Kevin Asher in this ball game. Fouls away the first pitch out of play. No balls and one strike to Cole Spady with two men out. Spady is just 9 out of 43 from the plate so far this year. He has driven home 10 runs. He's got three walks. He's got eight strikeouts. Batting here on the right-hand side. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. A slow curve ball is going to be in there for another strike, and it's no balls and two strikes. Martinez with some good stuff. Again, his overall record is sitting at 4 wins and no losses. 3.00 is earned run average this year. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's hit to the right side. That gets through there for a base hit in the right field. Picked up there by Vizorak out there in right field. So Cole Spady gets aboard here for Hastings. That is the third hit of the ball game for Hastings 5 Points Bank. And that's going to bring up Sam Reimer next. He's the second baseman. Reimer with a batting average of .239 so far this season as he comes to the plate for the first time here tonight. Reimer's got 22 base hits to his credit. There's the ball hit towards short field there. Long throw over to first base is not going to be in time. Ball gets away from the first baseman, Falk. Running down to third base on the play is going to be Spady. Reimer stays at first base, and now he sees with runners at the corners at first and third. That was a nice backhand there at shortstop by Braden Ruffin. Keeps that one from going into the outfield, but then a long throw over to first base was not in time. And Sam Reimer is going to get aboard here. That's going to be an error chalked up officially on North Platte's shortstop, Braden Ruffin, but a tough play there. Blaine Dreher coming up there next. It's a 1-1 ball game, but Hastings threatening here with 2 outs in the second inning of players. Dreher hammers that ball out towards center field. Byrne looks up, and Byrne makes the catch, and the inning is over. Blaine Dreher flies out to center field to end the inning for Hastings. Hastings 5 Points Bank. No runs on a base hit. One error on North Platte. Two runners left on base. Two innings in the books here tonight. The score, Hastings 1 and North Platte 1.
The difference between clicking on a computer to order flowers versus having a conversation with the people who are going to pick and arrange the most appropriate bouquet. This is Amy from Bob Sass Flowers. My dad built his business knowing his customers, knowing their special occasions, and how they celebrated them. So a delivery from Bob Sass Flowers is now what it was then. Real people delivering real love. Flowers from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings.
You've made a smart choice. Glenwood meets your home and business technology needs with an array of phone, internet, direct TV, or cable packages. Whether you want to keep up with your family or your online gaming competition, we've got the speed you need. At Glenwood, all our services are backed by a tech-savvy local team of customer service professionals. Learn more online at shopglenwood.net or speak with one of our service representatives at 402-756-3131. Glenwood, now with a local Hastings office.
1230 KHAS.
All right, a correction. Your scoring, Sam Reimer is going to be given a base hit on that ball that was hit towards shortstop. The official score is going to give him a base hit instead of the error that was chalked up on the scoreboard. So a base hit for Sam Reimer. Hastings with two hits in the inning, but unable to get anything across the plate. So Hastings with one run and 4 base hits so far in the ball game. 1 run and 1 hit for North Platte as the Platters come to bat here in the third inning of play. Against Cade Adler and Hastings 5 Points Bank, we're going to have numbers 7, 8, and 9. Or check that. We're going to have numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order to come to the plate here in the third. There's the ball. It's going to be hit towards center field. Grant Schmidt drifts to his right and grabs the ball on the run out there. So Bryce Byrne, he flies out to center field to begin this third inning of play. And now the number 9 hitter in the batting order, the right fielder Gabe Vizorak, will come to the plate next. His batting average is sitting at .455. Vizorak coming to the plate here for North Platte First National Bank. Not a bad number 9 hole hitter here as Vizorak will bat here from the right-hand side. And the pitch by Kate Adler is going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Vizorak spells his name V-Y-Z-O-U-R-E-K. There's the ball again. It's going to be hit towards center field. Coming on Grant Schmidt, and Grant's going to catch the ball there. Kind of hung up there, so Schmidt makes an easy play on the ball out there in center field for the second out. And that's going to bring up the number 1 hitter now in the batting order for North Platte First National Bank. We've got J.C. Barker coming to the plate next. Barker with a batting average of .474 to begin this ball game. Grounded out to the first baseman in the first inning of play. Barker waiting on the pitch here, and it's going to be outside for a ball from Kate Adler. 1-0 the count. Barker leads the team in base hits, also in runs scored. He is officially 36 out of 76 from the plate this year. Scores around the bunt. Takes a try at that one. They'd say they didn't try hard enough. It's outside for ball. Two balls and no strikes. Adler working quickly. Next pitch is on the way. That's going to be a fastball that comes back to the screen. Now Adler is following behind the number one hitter in the batting order, J.C. Barker, at three balls and no strikes. Barker has walked 14 times so far this year. He has struck out seven times. 0-for-1 so far in this ball game. Adler looks in for the sign. Here comes a 3-0 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be outside for a ball and on four straight pitches. The base on ball is given up there to J.C. Barker. That's going to be walk number two in the ball game now for Kate Adler. No strikeouts. He's given up one base hit so far. As we are into the third inning of play already, Braden Ruffin will come to the plate next. Ruffin is a shortstop. He grounded out to the shortstop his first time up there. And a pitch here is going to be in there for a strike from Kate Adler. No balls and one strike. Ruffin batting from the right side. I think an all righty lineup here for North Platte First National Bank in this ball game against Hastings. Here comes the 0-1 pitch now. It's going to be a fastball. It stays up high. And the count is now at one ball and one strike here to Braden Ruffin. 32 base hits and 71 trips to the plate so far this year. Leads the team in doubles. He's got 9 of those this year. Ruffin waiting on the pitch here. Now Adler steps off of the rubber and looks at the runner back toward first base. That's Barker. Ruffin has got 23 RBIs so far this year. He's struck out only 6 times. There's a bouncing ball right over the head of Vinny Schmidt at third base into left field. So a bad hop there. Vinny had a play on the ball, and just as it got to him, it took a bad hop right on the foul line down there at the third base. And now head coach Kevin Asher is going to pop out of the dugout here and come out and talk with Cade as North Platte has got runners all of a sudden at first and second base. And the two men out. So Hastings probably should have been out of the inning right there. But the breaks of the game here is that one was a bad hop right over the head of Vinny Schmidt at the third base. Now the coach is going to call in the entire infield to talk over strategy here. But this score tied up at one run apiece between Hastings and North Platte. North Platte coming to town with a mark of 22 wins and 2 losses on the season. Fell behind 1-0 here, but then they came back and scored a run in the second inning to tie things up. And now North Platte threatening here in the third inning. There's two men out. Brendan Falk will come to the plate next. He's a tough out. His batting average at .531 on the season. He's got a couple of home runs. He has driven home 21 runs. A chance to do some damage here for North Platte First National Bank. Runners are on at first and second base. And now wheeling towards second is going to be Cade Adler. And back in there is going to be Barker with no throw. Then Cade comes set. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be hit to the left side. Vinny Schmidt has got it. He goes to second base to catch the force out there. And the inning is over. So Hastings gets out of the inning as Brendan Falk hits one right to a Vinny Schmidt at third base. He goes over to Reimer covering the bag there to catch the force out on Ruffin. And the inning is over here for North Platte First National Bank. They score no runs on a base hit. No errors on Hastings. And two runners left on the base pads. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Hastings 1 and North Platte 1.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Hastings has something for everyone. You can check it out at hastings.edu. Hastings and North Platte tied up at one run apiece as Hastings bats here in the third inning of play. Trey Asher will come to the plate for Hastings. We'll have 2, 3, and 4 up here. They face Dominique Martinez and North Platte First National Bank here in this one. Asher, he flew out to center field his first time up there. Asher behind in the count here. No balls and one strike. Next pitch is going to be lined out above the dugout on the third base side. Foul territory. No balls and two strikes. So Asher not playing in the field here. Past couple of ball games. Not playing, not throwing any innings. Asher's got an arm problem. They're going to try to figure out here before the area tournament gets started here in about 3 weeks from now. Asher able to do some hitting here. The DH role. He tried to throw on Sunday and still felt discomfort in his shoulder, evidently. So they're going to take a further look at that this week. No balls and two strikes. And now Asher calls a timeout just as Martinez was in his windup here as he backs out of the batter's box. Asher is back in there. No balls and two strikes. Dominique Martinez has yielded 4 hits so far in this ball. So far in this ball game, there's a slow curveball there that misses. Just misses outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes now to Asher. Martinez has thrown a total of 31 pitches so far in this ball game as we have reached into the bottom of the third inning. Next pitch is hit to the right side, and that's going to be a base hit right over the outstretched glove with the first baseman, Falcon, to right field. So Trey Asher gets a base hit here for Hastings. And that's going to bring up big brother Brooks Asher to the plate next. Brooks, he grounded out to shortstop his first time up there. So Brooks Asher to the plate. Trey Asher down there at first base. Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings, down in the third base coaching box. So Asher gets aboard. That is the fifth base hit now for Hastings in the ballgame. And here comes the pitch now to Brooks Asher. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Brooks started the day with a batting average of .365. Of course, heading to Lawrence, Kansas next year to play for Kansas University. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time. Folk holding on the base runner there for Hastings. That's a Trey Asher as he skips away from the bag once again. Dominique Martinez throws one to the plate. There's a ball that's going to be hit toward right field. Could be trouble. It is. It rolls to the scoreboard out there. Around the back at second on his way to third is Trey Asher. He's going to be coming home. Running over to third base with a triple over there is going to be Brooks Asher. A hard hit ball by Brooks Asher out near the scoreboard in the right center field. That drives home a run. Trey Asher comes in to score for Hastings. That makes it a 2-1 ball game. Brooks Asher gets a triple here for Hastings to give Hastings 5 points to lead. And for Brooks Asher, that is his third triple of the 2016 season. He drives home his 18th run of the year. Hastings is out on top by a score of 2-1. And now Grant Schmidt comes to the plate next. Schmidt batting in the number 4 position here tonight. He's going to take a strike here out of the inside corner. 0-1. So Brooks Asher with a triple here in the third inning to produce a run, and Hastings reclaims the lead. It's now a 2-1 ball game. Grant Schmidt waiting on the pitch here. Right-hand batter's box. Next pitch, Bar Martinez is going to be down low. A good scoop there behind the plate by Cade Root. So Grant Schmidt had an RBI single in the first inning. Brooks Asher with a RBI triple here in the third. Now grab back up there. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. Grant shakes his head and backs out of the batter's box. Now re-enters here with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. 1-2 the count here to Grant Schmidt. Martinez comes set. Martinez offers it a plate. That ball is going to be hit toward left field. Hancock goes back and grabs the ball. Tagging up at third base, coming in to score, is going to be Asher. So Grant Schmidt, a sacrifice fly as he flies out to left field. That's going to produce another run as Brooks Asher comes in to tap the plate. Hastings has a 3-1 lead over North Platte here in this ball game. Dawson Eckhart will come to the plate next. Eckhart's playing at first base defensively for Hastings tonight. He was retired in the first inning of play as he hit one to first base. Brandon Folk made a play on the ball down there to record the out and got North Platte out of the first inning. The pitch comes in there. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Dawson Eckhart. And his batting average is sitting at 349 on the season. Here comes the next one. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball. And that's now two balls and no strikes. Eckhart waiting here on the pitch. Dominique throws the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be hit towards short. Ruffin swallows it up. Goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. The inning is over. Or check that. That's only the second out. North Platte was hitting off of the field there, but Dawson Eckhart is retired in the play from short to first. Now there's two men out here in the third inning, and Vinny Schmidt will come to the plate next. Vinny, he grounded out to third base his first time up there. Start of the day with a batting average of 348. Vinny with a six-game hitting streak on the line here tonight. As the pitch comes to him, it's going to be outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Vinny Schmidt, the Hastings High product in there for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Batting here in the number 6 hole. There's a high fly ball. It's going to stay here in the infield. Ruffin is short. He's going to call for it, and Ruffin is going to make the catch, and now the inning is over. Vinny Schmidt flies out to the shortstop to end the inning, but Hastings comes up with a couple of runs here in the third. Two runs on two base hits. No errors on North Platte, and nobody left on base. We go to the fourth inning with a score, Hastings 3 and North Platte 1. You're listening to Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Hi, I'm Ann.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Connie.
And we're Newview Real Estate. Newview Real Estate is so much more than just an ordinary real estate company. What's the difference between Newview Real Estate and a traditional realtor? We are full service for less. We can sell your home for $29.95 plus 3%, keeping more money in your pocket. And we can also find you the home of your dreams. Our family team spirit makes it all about you and your needs. Contact us today or online at newviewofhastings.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every day for lunch specials starting at $6.99. Rivals is also serving up the Barbecue Trio every Friday night, and Saturday night is the Brisket Special. Join Rivals for every Husker and Hastings Bronco game for a pizza and beer special only $21.99. Only at Rivals. Open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will at Duncan Field in Hastings. American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Getting plenty of baseball around the dial tonight. You've got the College World Series Championship Series. Game number one tonight. Arizona playing Coastal Carolina. Gets the action over on ESPN 1550 KICS. Kansas City Royals playing the St. Louis Cardinals tonight. Over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. And we've got Legion Baseball here on 1230 KHIS with Hastings and North Platte in a makeup game from May the 26th. Hastings out on top by a score of 3-1. Cade Adler comes back out. He'll throw here in inning number 4. Cade Root will be the batter here for North Platte. First pitch is going to be outside. The second one outside as well. So two balls and no strikes to Cade Root, number 4 in the batting order. Batting average to start the day was at 426. Next pitch by Adler is going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike. So Adler has thrown well so far in this ball game. He's thrown 41 pitches through three innings. He's given up only two base hits and one run. Adler had only thrown about 11 innings for Hastings so far. He's getting a start here tonight against a very potent lineup in North Platte First National Bank. Next pitch is outside, 3-1. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's going to be a walk. That's going to be the third walk given up now by Adlers. North Platte gets a base runner here in the fourth. And that's going to bring up Dylan Peterson next. He is a third baseman. And now Brooks Asher goes out. Have a couple of words with Cade Adler out there. Dylan Peterson, he grounded out his first time up there. Grounded out to Vinny Schmidt at third base, so he's 0-1 so far tonight. Batting average on the season is sitting at 371. As Peterson will come to the plate for the second time tonight. Now 26 for 71 from the plate. No homers and 18 RBIs. Brooks Asher out in front of the plate now calling the defensive signals here for Hastings 5 points. Returns behind the dish. Now he waits on the pitch here from the pitcher for Hastings, Kate Adler. Peterson digging in. Runner takes the lead down there at first base. Stays put. Pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Get North Platte in stealing bases this year. Pretty productive. As North Platte has got one stolen base already tonight. They've got 83 for the season. There goes the runner at first base as a hit and run has popped up. And coming in to field the ball is going to be the center fielder for Hastings Schmidt. Putting on the brakes and getting back to first base is Roots. He was going on the pitch on a hit and run, but Dylan Peterson pops one up. Grant Schmidt with an easy play out there in the center. Root had to put on the brakes about three quarters of the way to second base, and he easily gets back in there at first. Kevin Hancock comes up there next. Hancock, he walked his first time up there. Hancock started the day with a batting average of 313. So one man out for North Platte here in the fourth inning. Game scheduled for 7 here tonight at Duncan Field. Next pitch is going to come in, and it's going to be a strike on Hancock, and it's nothing and one. Hancock scored the run. Back to the second inning on for North Platte. On the double by Jaden Cruz later on in the inning. Here's the next pitch. A pitch out now. A throw down to a first base. Not in time. So as a pitch out there, Brooks Asher with a quick snap throw down to first base, but not in time against Root. Eckhart applies the tag, but Root got back in there. The count now on Hancock is sitting at 1-1. Cade Adler works from the stretch. Root sneaks away from the bag at first. There he goes. The ball's hit right back to Adler on the mound. He goes over to first base to record the out, but in there at safely at second is going to be Root. Ball hit right to Kevin Hancock hits one right to Cade Adler, the pitcher. There gets the sure out over there at first base. That's going to bring Root to second now, and Jaden Cruz will come to the plate next. He's the DH. He had a double his first time up there to drive home the first run of the ball game for North Platte. He takes a strike here on a breaking pitch. No balls and one strike. Cruz has a batting average of 300 to start this ball game here tonight. 0-1 is the count. Here comes the next pitch by Adler, and that one comes inside. 1-1. Looks like that one kind of got away from Cade. 1-1 the count. Jaden Cruz batting here from the right-hand side. Next pitch by Adler is on the way. It's going to be a fastball that misses inside, and now 2-1 to Jaden Cruz for North Platte. He's got 9 base hits and 30 trips to the plate so far this year. He's driven home 6 runs now, including 1 tonight. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. It's on the way. A fastball that misses outside. 3-1 now to Cruz. He has walked 6 times so far this year. He has struck out 7 times. Head on the count here at 3-1. Adler comes set, looks at the runner at second. That's Cade Root. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away. Out of play on the right field side. And the count now is at 4. 3-2 to Jaden Cruz. Number 7 here in the batting order here for North Platte First National Bank. Hastings out on top by a score of 3-1. Here comes the 3-2 pitch now from Adler. It's on the way. The ball hit right to the second baseman. Reimer grabs the ball, and the inning is over. Jaden Cruz lines out to a second base, and Sam Reimer grabs that ball to end the inning. So North Platte, no runs here in the fourth. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Hastings 3 and North Platte 1.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Cars, trucks, and vans. Selection, savings, and service at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Kirshner's is also the home of A&A Auto Rental. Affordable and accommodating. And if you need new tires, call Joel for the best prices. And call Bob. He's ASE certified for your mechanical needs. Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street, Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action on 1230 KHAS. 3-1 is the score. Hastings out on top of North Platte. Duncan Field going to be hosting the Cornhusker League All-Star Game this year. It's been sent for Wednesday, July the 6th. So that's coming up here at Duncan. That'll be at 7 o'clock. So the Cornhusker League All-Star Game, which has been played the last several years up in Grand Island, they'll play that one this year here at Duncan Field, July the 6th. It's underway at 7 o'clock. Hastings and Kearney and Grand Island will be well represented on one team there. And then the Lincoln schools will represent the other side. The Cornhusker League All-Star Game on July the 6th. Might want to check that out. The best players in the state will be here in American Legion Baseball. Connor Longs will lead things off for Hastings here in the fourth. Longs, the number 7 hitter in the batting order. He'll be followed up by Cole Spady, then Sam Reimer. Blaine Dreher would then come to the plate for Hastings, and we can get something going here in the fourth. There's a bouncing ball toward a shortstop, fielded there by Ruffin. His throw over to first base in time. Connor Longs is retired in the play from short to first. Hastings has got 6 base hits so far in the ball game. 3 runs and 6 hits with no errors. North Platte, they've got 1 run on 2 hits and no errors. Well played game so far between North Platte and Hastings. Cole Spady comes to the plate next. He had a single back there in the second inning of play. Spady started the day with a batting average of .209. Here's a pitch by Dominic Martinez. That ball's hit toward third. And it's going to be off with a glove of Dylan Peterson. And Spady's going to be safe at first base. Peterson tried to backhand the ball there. It's a third base there for North Platte. And we will see. I think it's going to be a base hit. A base hit ruled there by the official scorer. So Cole Spady is going to get a base hit there. That's going to bring up Sam Reimer next. Reimer, he had a single back there in the second inning. Gets that ball right out by the third baseman. That's in the left field. So back-to-back singles there from Cole Spady and Sam Reimer. Now Hastings has got base runners on at first and second base. And there's only one man out. Now the top of the order comes up there next, Blaine Dreher. Dreher, he is 1-for-2 so far tonight. He has scored a run. Dreher flew out to center field his last time up there in inning number 2. Had that single back there in the first inning. Blaine Dreher is now 6 out of 12 since coming off the injured list over the weekend. Missed 22 days with an injury. There's a bouncing ball towards second. Fielded there. They go to second base for 1. That's all they're going to get. So they catch the force out on Sam Reimer. Moving over to third base on a play is going to be Spady. Dreher's going to get aboard here in the fielder's choice as they retire Sam Reimer down there at second. So that's going to bring up Trey Asher next. Asher, the DH here in this ball game. Asher had a single in the third, flew out to center in the first inning of play. So he's 1-for-2 tonight, started the day with a batting average of .270. Martinez will work from the stretch with runners at the corners. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to come back toward the press box here and the seats. So Asher fouls one away, nothing and one to Trey Asher. Brooks Asher will be next as Hastings tries to tack one on here in the fourth inning of play. Hastings already out on top of North Platte, a team that comes in with just 2 losses this year. They're 22-2, and Hastings out on top by a score of 3-1 here. Doing some dirt work around the home plate now. Dominic Martinez trolling around the pitcher's mound for North Platte. Trey Asher digging in from the left-hand side here for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Martinez now looking for the sign here from his catcher, Cade Root. There goes the runner at first base, and the ball is hit to the left side. That gets through there for a base hit in the left field. That drives home a run as Asher delivers here at the plate. Asher singles. in the left field. That's going to drive home a run as Cole Spady comes in and taps home plate. That makes it a 4-1 ball game now in favor of Hastings. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Blaine Dreher. Trey Asher is on at first base. Brooks Asher is now coming to the plate for Hastings. He ripped one the last time up there. He had a triple to produce a run. Asher grounded out his first time up there, so he's 1-for-2 so far tonight. Brooks with a batting average of .365 on the season. So Hastings is out on top 4-1. Hastings now with 8 base hits in the ball game here. As the pitch comes into play, it's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hastings scoring a run in the first. They scored 2 more in the third inning of play, and then 1 in the fourth. Hastings still threatening. Runners on at first and second base. The next pitch comes into play. It's going to be in there for a strike on Brooks Asher. And the count is at no balls and two, or actually 1 ball and 1 strike. 1-1 the count here to Brooks Asher. Asher in the right-hand batter's box. Dominique Martinez working from the stretch. Comes set. Runners take their leads. Here comes the pitch. They'll play it outside. The runner goes to third base. The throw down there. Not in time. A stolen base there by Blaine Dreher. So Dreher got a good jump there at second base going on the throw there. Root throws her down there, the catcher, but not in time. Peterson applying the tag, but now Hastings got runners on at first and third base. Two men out with Brooks Asher looking at a count of 2 balls and 1 strike here at the plate. So Brooks trying to drive home another run here in the ballgame. Hastings is out on top of North Platte tonight by a score of 4-1. Martinez comes set. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low. The ball scooped up there by Root behind the plate. Now 3 balls and 1 strike. Grant Schmidt will be next. Asher leads the team in walks so far this year. He's got 17 of those. 17 walks and 16 strikeouts. 35 base hits and 96 trips to the plate. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. It's on the way. A curveball. It's going to be in there for a strike. That is now 3 balls and 2 strikes to Brooks Asher. 2 men out for Hastings here in the fourth inning. Runners at first and third base. Brooks Asher waiting on the pitch. There goes the runner at first. The ball is going to be hit toward right field. Vizorak comes in and he makes the catch for the third out. So Brooks Asher flies out to right field to end this fourth inning of play. But Hastings coming up with one run on a couple of base hits. Actually, 3 base hits in the ballgame in the fourth inning. No errors on North Platte and 2 runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning with a score, Hastings 4 and North Platte 1.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality, tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provides up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. PTSR offers free evaluation of sports-related injuries to all area athletes during convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours, Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Duncan Field. Hastings out on top of North Platte by a score of 4-1 here in this one. North Platte will bat here in the fifth inning of play. Cade Adler stays out there for Hastings. He'll throw here in the fifth. Adler so far has given up only 2 base hits to a very good hitting team at North Platte here tonight. Adler has thrown a total of 57 pitches so far in this ballgame. And Adler will come back out and start this fifth inning of play. American Legion baseball action here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. So coming to the plate here for North Platte to lead off this fifth inning, we're going to have Bryce Byrne, Gabe Vizorek, and also J.C. Barker, numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order. Here's Byrne attempting to bunt, and he's going to take a strike here on the outside corner. Nothing at 1 to Bryce Byrne. He flew out to center field his first time up there in inning number 3. Next pitch by Cade Adler is going to be down low for a ball. And it is now 1-1 to Bryce Byrne. Adler working quickly here. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. It's now 2-1. Brooks Asher behind the plate with Cade Adler on the hill here for Hastings. 5 points back in this one. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to miss outside. And it is now 3-1. Adler so far has walked 3 guys, and he has not struck out anybody yet. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. There's the fourth walk of the ball game, and now North Platte has got a base runner on to lead off this fifth inning. And now Gabe Vizorek will come to the plate next. He is the right fielder, batting average of .455 on the season for him. He flew out to center field his first time up there. Vizorek has got, 20 base hits and 44 trips to the plate. He takes a pitch there around the inside corner for a strike. That's nothing and one to Gabe. Runner is Byrne down there at first base for North Platte First National Bank. He's going to take his lead. Dawson Eckhart will hold him on defensively. Adler looks that way, and there's an offering to the plate and a swing and a miss. Vizorek is behind on the count of no balls and 2 strikes. Byrne again is your base runner down there at first base. He's got 7 stolen bases so far this year. He's 7-for-7. Next pitch is going to be behind the head of Vizorek here at the plate. It's going to be a ball, 1-2 the count. North Platte, 83 stolen bases so far this year out of 92 attempts. There's a throw over to first base. That gets by the first baseman, Eckhart, back on his feet and running down to a second base. On the play is going to be Byrne. So the throw is a little bit wider the target there by Cade Adler. That's going to be the first error of the ball game chalked up there on Hastings. That'll be an error on the pitcher, so allowing Bryce Byrne to head down to a second base on the play. So the first error chalked up there for Hastings. Now at the plate, we have a count of 1-2. North Platte has a man on in scoring position. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, hit right back, right over the glove of Adler. The ball is loose, and everybody's going to be safe. Adler tries to go down and knock that baby down. It's a slow roller and got by the glove of Cade Adler. It was fielded here in the grassy portion of the infield by the shortstop, Blaine Dreher, but he had no play on the ball at first base. That's going to be an infield single. And now North Platte has got runners on at first and third base here in the fifth inning, and here comes Kevin Asher as he pops out of the third base dugout here for Hastings. 5 points bank. Hastings has got the lead over North Platte. The score is 4-1. Hastings has got some relievers warming up in the bullpen. 5 points with plenty of arms available here in this ball game. That's going to be all she wrote here. All she wrote for Cade Adler. We're going to have a call of the bullpen right here as we have a pitching change for Hastings. 5 points back. We'll take a break. We're in the fifth inning of play. It's Hastings 4 and North Platte 1.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
5 Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign.
Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Get your beauty rest on during the 4th of July sale going on now at Furniture Direct in Hastings. Experience elegance and luxury with the new line of Beauty Rest Platinum mattresses and get a free box spring. Add an adjustable power base to any queen set purchase for only $399 more. Up to 48 month, no interest financing. The Beauty Rest 4th of July sale is going on now at Furniture Direct on South Burlington in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
New pitcher for Hastings is going to be Drake LeBar. LeBar is going to be a left-handed thrower. He has worked 5 1/3 innings so far for Hastings. No wins, no losses. He's got one save to his credit so far this year. Out of the 5-plus innings thrown, he has given up 4 hits and 2 runs. One run was earned. 3 base on balls and 6 strikeouts. So Drake LeBar, the Adams Central product, is into the ball game now for Hastings Five Points Bank. He'll throw here to North Platte First National Bank. We got the top of the order coming up there. So Adler goes 4 innings and a couple of batters here in the fifth. He's knocked out here in the fifth inning of play. J.C. Barker to the plate, scores around the bunt and fouls it away on the first base side. Nothing and one. Runners are on at first and third base for North Platte First National Bank. There's nobody out. They're in this fifth inning. Hastings is out on top by a score of 4-1. North Platte with just 2 losses in 24 games so far this year. Next pitch is going to be a fastball up high. Again, Barker squared around the bunt, pulls it back, and takes a high fastball. 2 balls, actually 1 ball and 1 strike now to J.C. Barker. He's playing at second base tonight for North Platte. Where's number 2 in that red uniform? Right-handed hitter. Here comes the next pitch. Bunt again down to first base side, and that's going to be in foul territory. Trying to sneak one home there. Byrne was coming down the bag from third base, but the bunt was laid down in foul territory. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes. 4-1. Hastings out on top here in this Cornhusker League affair. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be up high and outside. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. These teams played earlier this month out in North Platte. North Platte was able to beat Hastings by a score of 4-0. Here comes the next pitch by LeBar. It's going to be outside for another ball. Now he's threatening to lose this guy after getting ahead on the count. 3 balls and 2 strikes to J.C. Barker. He's the number 1 guy in the batting order. LeBar comes set. Lefty throws into the plate. Outside for a ball, and he walks him. So he comes out of the bullpen and immediately walks a guy here in the fifth. And now we've got the bases loaded. Braden Ruffin is going to come to the plate next. And North Platte is right where they want to be here in the top of the order with some potent guys here coming to the bat in the fifth inning. And now the bases are loaded for the Platters here. They trying to come back in this ball game. Here comes the pitch to Ruffin. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. And again, Hastings has got some relievers warming up again down in the third base bullpen. 1 ball and 0 strikes to Braden Ruffin. Here comes the next pitch by LeBar. Swung on and missed. 1-1 the count. So now LeBar is going to have to try to wiggle his way out of a major jam here. Bases are loaded for North Platte. Barker is on at first base. Vezerak is on at second base, and Byrne is on at third base. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Back out of play. And Ruffin now has a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes here at the plate. Brendan Falk, the leading hitter on the team, would be next year for North Platte. Nobody out. LeBar comes set again. Works from the stretch as he throws one to the plate. That ball is going to be popped up out towards center field. Coming on Schmidt. Grabs the ball to record the out. Here comes the runner tagging from third base. They cut the throw off and a sacrifice fly there by Ruffin as he drives home a run. Ruffin flies out to center. Caught there by Grant Schmidt. His throw was cut off. And tagging up and scoring easily was a burn from third base. So that makes a score of 4-2 ball game now in favor of Hastings. Staying at second base on the play is going to be Vizorak. And staying at first base is going to be Barker. Coming to the plate next is going to be Brendan Falk, the first baseman. Reese on a fielder's choice, and he has grounded out so far in the ball game. He pops up this first pitch that he sees here from LeBar down the right field side. The ball is going to be caught there by Reimer, the second baseman, and he immediately gets the ball back to the infield, and everybody stays put at first and second base. A great catch there by Reimer. He came from second base all the way over to the foul line to grab that baby. And immediately gets the ball back to the infield to keep the runners from advancing. They're still at first and second base, but now there's two men out. That was a big out on the leading hitter for North Platte. Cade Root comes to the plate next. He's the catcher. He takes a whack there and a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike. Solo Bar trying to get Hastings out of a major jam here. North Platte had the bases loaded. So far, they've planted only one run. Hastings still with a two-run lead in this one, 4-2. LeBar looks to the runner at second base. Offers one to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Quick throw down to second base. Not in time. Picking up the ball on the hop there was a shortstop, Blaine Dreher, for Hastings. Back into the bag was Vizorak. Brooks has already picked off one guy there. That was a Jaden Cruz back in the second inning. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count now is at one ball and actually should be two balls and one strike. 2-1 the count here to Cade Root. Batting average of .426 to start the game. Brooks goes out and has a couple of words with Drake LeBar. Returns to the plate here. Two balls and one strike with two men out now here in the fifth inning. North Platte with runners on at first and second base. Root swinging the bat here in the right-hand batter's box. Now he's set to go. LeBar offers another one to the plate. It's going to be swung on and missed. And the count now two balls and two strikes. So Drake LeBar trying to get us out of the inning here. That last run will be charged to the statistics of Cade Adler. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. Hit towards short. Fielded there by Dreher. Flips it to a second base to catch the force out. And the inning is over. The inning is over as Blaine Dreher flips the ball to Reimer to get out of this fifth inning of play. So it could have been a huge inning there for North Platte. They're able to score only one run against Hastings. One run on a total of, one base hit. No errors on Hastings. And a couple of runners left on the base pads. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with a score. Hastings 4 and North Platte 2.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make insurance simple through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind, and you can count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the amount of life insurance that's right for you. You already trust us to help protect your valuables. Now trust us to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today to see how we make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters, now also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here at Duncan Field. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators. You can visit them online. Check out all the products at huskerpowerproducts.com. Hastings out on top of North Platte here tonight. American Legion Baseball, this one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. As we work ourselves into the bottom half of the fifth inning, Hastings out on top of North Platte by a score of 4-2. Very enjoyable night for American Legion Baseball action here tonight. 84 degrees was our game time temp. To start this thing off late this afternoon, winds blowing out of the east 6 to 10 miles per hour. Here's Grant Schmidt hammering that ball out towards center field and settling under it and making the catch out there is going to be the center fielder for North Platte, Bryce Byrne. So Grant gives her a ride, but right at the center fielder, Bryce Byrne for the first out here in this fifth inning of play. Dawson Eckhart coming to the plate next. Eckhart, he's 0 for 2 so far tonight. He's grounded out a couple of times. Starting the night with a batting average of .349. Here comes the pitch by Dominique Martinez. That's going to be down low for a ball. That's one ball and no strikes. Chance to see North Platte again later on this season. Hastings will, of course, be playing in the area tournament. North Platte going to be involved with that. Hastings hosting the area tournament for 2016. That'll be later on in the month of July. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 is the count. Unless the wheels fall off the cart here, North Platte will probably be the number one seed for the area tournament. They've lost just two games so far this season. Next pitch is going to be popped up, first base side, and Culver over near the fence and able to make the catch was the first baseman, Falk. Had it in his glove, but it pops out as he was nearing the chain link fence down here. So it falls out of his glove, and that's going to give some new life here into Dawson Eckhart as he comes back and grabs the club. Eckhart has a count of 1-2. Hastings will play in the Mike Peterson tournament coming up this weekend. The annual 4th of July tournament down in Lincoln. Some stiff competition Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be hit to right field, and that's going to fall for a base hit. Picked up there by Gabe Vizorak on the hop. So Dawson Eckhart gets a base hit for Hastings. That's going to bring up Vinny Schmidt next. So Vinny Schmidt comes into play. He is grounded out once. He's fouled out, or actually flew out to the shortstop. So he's 0 for 2 so far tonight. Throw over to first base, not in time. Back in there is Eckhart. Vinny's now 7 for 17 with a six-game hitting streak on the line tonight. He's 0 for 2 in this one. As the pitch will come to the plate here, it's going to be down low and outside. 1-0 the count. So your base runner is Dawson Eckhart down there. Or he sees as he takes his lead. Eckhart, good size lead. There he goes, and the ball's going to be hit toward third. Backhanded there, and a long throw over to first base. That's going to be in time. The throw was a little bit off of the bag at first. Brandon Falk and Vinny Schmidt, they go out there at the first base. It's going to be an out as Vinny's going to be thrown out from third to first. Again, the throw was a little bit off of the bag, and Falk had to tag out Vinny Schmidt. Vinny didn't like that. As the tag was up around his head. But that's going to be an out, running down to a second base center play. It's going to be Dawson Eckhart. Connor Lauchs coming to the plate next. He's 0 for 2 so far tonight. There's a bouncing ball toward Ruffin at shortstop. He grabs the ball, throw over to first base. That's going to be in time. Nice play. Ruffin grabs that one right behind the bag in second. Had to make a spinning move, a 360 move as he throws it over to first base and catches Connor Lauchs by about a half a step. So the inning is over as Hastings unable to get anything going on the fifth inning. No runs on a base hit. No errors. One runner left on base. We go to the sixth with a score, Hastings 4 and North Platte 2.
Comfort means something different to everyone. And Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors. Or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853 and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Discover new opportunities at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Opportunities that lead to new connections and new passions. At UNK, you won't just go to class. You won't just meet people. You won't just get involved. Here, there's so much more. You'll get an experience that will impact who you are and what you will become. Around here,
People know your name. It's up to you what it will be. At the University of Nebraska at Kearney, we are difference makers. Find out how you can make a difference at unk.edu.
1230 KHAS.
We head to inning number six. Hastings out on top of North Platte tonight. The score is 4-2. Dylan Peterson, Kevin Hancock, Jaden Cruz, numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order coming up here for North Platte in the sixth. Drake LaBar out there for Hastings in relief of Cade Adler. He went 4 innings tonight, gave up 4 hits with 4 walks, no strikeouts, and a couple of runs. Replaced in the last inning by LaBar, who got us out of a big-time jam. North Platte had the bases loaded with nobody out. They score only 1 run in the fifth inning. So Hastings still protecting a 2-run lead here, 4-2 as we head to the sixth. Throwing to Dylan Peterson here. And the count is going to be 2 balls and no strikes as the first couple of pitches are inside on Peterson. He is 0-2 so far tonight. He's grounded out once. He's flown out to center field. Here comes the next pitch. A breaking pitch is going to be in there for a strike, 2-1. Peterson, a 371 hitter to start the day. He had 26 base hits and 70 trips to the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Now the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peterson with no home runs. He's driven home 18 runs. Actually leads the team in strikeouts. He's got 10. He's got 11 base on balls. An all-righty lineup here for North Platte. Now working against the lefty out there for Hastings, Drake LaBar. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to stay upstairs for a ball. That's 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count here to Dylan Peterson. LaBar working quickly. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be popped up, but it's going to come right back at us and out of play. So the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHIS. Again, we got the College World Series over on ESPN 1550 KICS tonight. Kansas City Royals baseball against St. Louis over on the Breeze. All those games underway. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So a baseline ball is given up here. That's going to be the second walk for LaBar in the ball game. And now Kevin Hancock will come to the plate next. You can't give North Platte a lot of chances there. Very potent offensive lineup, and they can really put some runs across the plate, although Hastings has kept this lineup in check most of the night. North Platte can explode at any moment here. Kevin Hancock has walked and he has grounded out one, so he's officially 0-1. His batting average to start today, 313. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Plenty of arms available for Hastings here in this ball game tonight. Nobody up and throwing right now as Drake LaBar is into his second inning of relief here. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for another ball. 2 balls and no strikes. 2-0 the count. Dylan Peterson is down there at first base. Hastings will hold him on with our first baseman, Dawson Eckhart. LaBar looks that way, throws one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike. Hancock stealing bases this year. With North Platte, he is 3-3. Here comes the next pitch by LaBar to plate. That one is going to be in there for another strike. And now it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hancock is the number 6 hitter in the batting order here for North Platte First National Bank. LaBar's next pitch is on the way. It's going to be outside. A fastball that misses. 3-2 the count. Now the count is full. Nobody out here in the sixth inning of play. Hastings with a 2-run lead. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be up high for another ball. So back-to-back walks here. 3 walks in the ball game now for Drake LaBar. North Platte's got runners on at first and second base. And nobody out. Here comes Kevin Asher back out of the third base dugout for Hastings. Let's see what the coach he likes to do right here. As North Platte has just put the tying run on the base pads. And that's going to be all she wrote here for Drake LaBar. Another call to the bullpen for Hastings. 5 points back. We're in the sixth inning of play. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 4 and North Platte 2.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled?
Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Matt Kronz is going to be the new pitcher for Hastings here in the sixth. Jaden Cruz is your hitter. He's the DH. He is 1-for-2 so far tonight. Hastings will play with the infield in now with a 4-2 lead and nobody out. Here comes a pitch that's going to be bunted down to third baseline. Nice one. Asher grabs it, goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. The sacrifice works there. So they catch Jaden Cruz down there at first base. The runners advance one. Peterson moves on to third base. Hancock is on at second base. Now there's one man out here in the sixth inning. Bryce Byrne will come to the plate next. Byrne, he is 0-for-1 so far tonight. Flew out to center field in the third. Got a base on balls in the fifth and came around to score a run in that fifth inning as he comes to the plate here for the third time tonight. Takes a strike here from Matt Kronz. So Kronz now in relief. Dade Adler got to start. He went four innings tonight. Drake Labar throws to six batters. And now Matt Kronz out there to try to save the day here for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Kronz, he's making his 10th appearance of the season. Two wins and two losses. He's got one save to his credit so far this year. As the next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen, 1-2. Kronz has thrown 22 in the third innings, giving up 25 hits and 23 runs, 18 of those earned, 22 walks and 16 strikeouts, ERA 5.62. Next pitch, he'll be fouled away again. He's ahead on the count of 1-2 to Bryce Byrne, the number 8 hitter. One man out. We're North Platte here in the sixth inning of play. North Platte still has got only 3 base hits in the ball game tonight. Here comes the next pitch by Kronz. A beauty and a called third strike of the inside corner. A slow curveball there by Matt Kronz catches Bryce Byrne looking there. Strikeout in the ball game for Kronz. And that is the first strikeout of the night for North Platte here in this ball game. And that was a big one there. Now there's two men out here in the sixth inning. And the number 9 hitter in the batting order, Gabe Vizorak, will come to the plate next. And he takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. So Matt Kronz, who has had an up and down year so far for Hastings Five Points Bank, coming on in a big moment here in the sixth inning and trying to get Hastings out of a jam again. Nothing and one to Gabe Vizorak. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. That one just misses. 1-1. Really don't want to pitch to the top of the order here in this situation. So Matt Kronz is burned down here on the number 9 hitter for North Platte. 1-1 the count. Next pitch is hit toward left field. Connor Locks comes on. Locks over into foul territory. Connor makes the catch and the inning is over. Gabe Vizorak will foul out to the left fielder for Hastings, Connor Locks. And Hastings gets out of the sixth inning of play. North Platte scores no runs on no hits. No errors on Hastings and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score, Hastings 4 and North Platte 2.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we move to the bottom half of the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at Duncan Field. Hastings out on top of North Platte by a score of 4-2. Cole Spady, Sam Reimer, Blaine Dreher scheduled hitters here for Hastings in the sixth. Spady hits his first ball out towards center field, and grabbing the ball out there is going to be Byrne for the first out. So Spady sees one pitch here, and he flies out to center field. Spady had a couple of base hits prior to that out here in the sixth inning. Scored a run in the fourth inning, but he comes up empty here as he flies out to Bryce Byrne out there in center. Sam Reimer coming to the plate next. Reimer out of the number nine hole has got a couple of base hits and make it three base hits, and he rips that one to our left field. So Sam Reimer gets a base hit here for Hastings. Blaine Dreher coming to the plate next. So Sam Reimer with the Dreher on the sidelines for the past 22 days. Reimer's been batting in the leadoff spot. Now with the Dreher back in the lineup, Sam moves back down to a number nine. And he produces here with three base hits in the ball game for Hastings in this contest as Blaine Dreher comes to the plate next. Dreher so far tonight, he's got a single, he's got a triple in the ball game so far. He's going to take a strike here, nothing and one, to Blaine Dreher. Check that, he's had a single. He's flown out to center field, and he's reached on a fielder's choice in his three plate appearances here tonight. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Dreher over the weekend, 5 out of 10 from the plate. Sat out 22 days with an injury and returned over the weekend in that Grand Island Kearney tournament. Was 5 out of 10 from the plate. Nice little return. Throw over the first base. That's not in time. Sam Reimer is back in there for Hastings. Reimer again taking his lead down there. There he goes at first base, and the ball is going to be hit to left field. Coming on, it's going to fall for a base hit. Hancock can't grab it. So a hit and run there. Reimer took off on the pitch. And Blaine Dreher delivers with a single to left field. Hancock looked like he might have had a chance to grab the ball there, but it falls in front of him there for a base hit. That's going to bring up Trey Asher. Hastings is out on top here in this Cornhusker League affair. 4-2 is the score. Now Hastings threatening here in the sixth with one man out. Runners on at first and second base with Asher to the plate. He pops this one up, and it's going to be an easy grab there behind the plate by Cade Root. So on the very first pitch, Asher just got a little piece of that one. And he pops it up, and he fouls out to the catcher. So now there's two men out. That was a big out. 15, Trey Asher had a couple of base hits already in this ball game, and he just got a little piece of that one and pops it up to the catcher, Cade Root, behind the plate. So now there's two men out. He sings with runners on at first and second base. Brooks Asher comes to the plate next. He hammered one back in the third inning, had a triple to produce one of the runs for Hastings. He's grounded out, and he's flown out his other two times up there. Brooks up there for the fourth time tonight here in the sixth inning. And the pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. Scooped up there by the catcher, Root. The mask comes off quickly there as Root had to locate the ball as he digs her out of the dirt. Runners stay put at first and second base for Hastings. Grant Schmidt will be next. Hastings looking for their 19th win of the season here tonight. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward left field. That falls for a base hit. Now it's misplayed by Hancock. It gets by him. Roadrunner is going to score. Here comes the second one to the plate. Asher pulls up at second base. Throw comes in, not in time. And Hastings points a couple of runs. So Asher is going to get a base hit here. An RBI and plus an error is going to be chalked up on the left fielder, Hancock, as that ball got by him. Came in to make the play on the ball, and then just skipped over his glove, and that allowed another run to come in to score. Asher ends up at second base on the play. Reimer comes in from second for Hastings. And coming around from first base and scoring is going to be Blaine Dreher. That's a big play there in the sixth inning, a error on the left fielder, Kevin Hancock. And now the catcher for North Platte goes out and has a couple of words with his pitcher, Martinez. Hastings wanted to run for Brooks Asher at second base. Now the home plate umpire, Jim Langen, goes out and discusses things with Kevin Asher and says, you can't do that. So Brooks Asher comes back out of the dugout. He will run at second base. Grant Schmidt comes to the plate next, but Hastings scores two runs. They lead North Platte now by a score of 6-2. We're in the sixth inning of play, so two big runs there for Hastings in the sixth inning. Grant Schmidt coming to the plate next. He is 1-for-2 so far tonight. He's laid down his sacrifice at a RBI single in the first inning of play. Flew out to center field in inning number 5. First couple of pitches outside the strike zone. 2 balls and no strikes. Dominique Martinez has went all the way here for North Platte in this ball game as we work into the sixth inning. Next pitch is going to be inside for another ball, and it's 3-0. 3 balls and no strikes here to Grant Schmidt. Hastings looking for some more insurance here in this sixth inning. Man is on at second base. That is Asher. So a couple of errors chalked up on North Platte here in this ball game tonight. That last one was a big one. It produces a couple of runs. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone, and a base on ball is given up there. So a walk given up by Martinez. That's going to send Grant Schmidt down to first base on the play. That's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Martinez. So despite a 6-2 score, Martinez has thrown pretty well here in this ball game tonight. That last error cost him a couple of runs here in this inning. Dawson Eckhart coming to the plate next. Eckhart takes a strike there, nothing and one. Hastings doing a great job offensively so far in this ball game. 13 base hits here against the North Platte. They've out hit the Platters 13-3. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-1 to count to Dawson Eckhart. He's got a single and 3 trips to the plate. Grounded out the other 2 times. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to him. It's going to be swung on and missed. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lights coming on here at Duncan Field. We got a little bit earlier start here tonight with just a single game with the seniors playing here tonight. 6 o'clock starting time. So lights are just now coming on here in the next to the last inning. Eckhart has a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here's the ball. It's going to be hit toward right field. It's going to curve over into foul territory. They give chase, but they can't get there. And the count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes to Dawson Eckhart. Vinny Schmidt would be next. 2 men out for Hastings here in the sixth inning of play, but we're out on top by a score of 6-2 here in the ball game against a very good North Platte team that came in here with a mark of 22 wins and 2 losses on the season. There's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. And the count is now at 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 men out. We roll the deuces here in the sixth. North Platte has only lost to Kearney this year. Lost to Kearney runs of 4-2 back on May the 31st. They lost to Kearney back on June the 21st by a score of 10-9. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's hit toward third. Fielded there. Now it bounces off of the chest of the third baseman, Peterson, and everybody is going to be safe. Peterson was playing it on the hop there, and it goes bouncing off of his chest. Dawson Eckhart is going to get a board here. And now Hastings has got the bases loaded. Asher moves down to third base on the play. Grant Schmidt is on at second base. Eckhart is aboard. They're going to officially give Peterson an error on the play. And now Vinny Schmidt comes to the plate next, and we'll take a strike here. So Hastings with a chance to really explode now here in the ball game. They're out on top by a score of 6-2. He got the bases loaded and two men out. Here comes the next pitch by Dominique Martinez. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1-1 the count. North Platte with two men out, not playing anywhere near the bag, so the runners for Hastings getting big, big leads here. There's a ball hit towards short. Ruffin grabs the ball, goes over and flips it to the second baseman covering the bag, catches the force out on to Eckhart, and the inning is over. So Hastings with a chance to maybe explode for some more runs here in the sixth, but they do some damage as they score two runs in the sixth inning of play on a couple of base hits. There was an error on the North Platte and a couple of runners left on the base pads. We head to the seventh inning here tonight. Hastings has got the lead. Hastings 5 points, Bank 6, and North Platte 2.
I grew up in India and then did residency in 3 different countries. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and then while I was in medical school, I saw this 25-year-old woman with 2 little children diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a life-shattering experience for her and her entire family. Then helping her get through it, that was very challenging and fulfilling to me. Mary Lanning Hospital has everything to offer, bringing the best possible care to the people here in their community. I'm just very happy to be here and to be able to help each and every patient that walks through the door and bring a smile to their faces.
I am Shamila Garg, medical oncologist at Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings has got the lead over North Platte. The score is 6-2. North Platte batting now here in the seventh. So the Platters will have to score, 4 runs to continue this ball game. Hastings will send out Matt Cross to try to finish things off here. Again, 3 pitchers used by Hastings head coach Kevin Asher here in this ball game. Cade Adler got to start through 4 innings tonight. Drake LeBar came on, had some problems. He threw the only 6 batters, but Matt Krantz came on there in the 6th inning of play and shut the doors. North Platte was left off of the scoreboard in the 6th after getting runners on at 2nd and 3rd base. So Krantz going to try to finish things off here for Hastings in the 7th inning. We're going to have the top of the order coming up there. J.C. Barker is the guy coming to the plate. He fouls away the pitch back to the screen here. And Krantz gets ahead on the count of 1-2. So we're going to have the dangerous part of the lineup up here for North Platte in the 7th inning. Top of the order. Barker takes a look at the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be up high for a ball, and it's 2-2. Barker started the day with a batting average of .474. He's still looking for his first base hit in the ball game. He has walked a couple of times. There's a ball that's going to be hit toward right field, and it's going to be caught out there by the right fielder for Hastings, Cole Spady. Now Braden Ruffin comes into plate next. Ruffin is 1-for-3 so far tonight. He has grounded out once. He's got a single. That was back in the 3rd. He has flown out to center field. North Platte with only 3 base hits in the ball game here tonight. And there's a ball that's going to be inside, and it hits Braden Ruffin. So a hit batter as Ruffin heads down to the bag at first. So now Brendan Falk will come to the plate next. Ruffin is hit by a pitch here. So now Matt Krause will have to work from the stretch. That's going to be Brendan Falk coming to the plate for North Platte. Batting average of .531 to start tonight. Still looking for his first base hit here in the ball game against the Hastings pitching staff. Pitch is going to be outside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Brooks Asher, back to the screen, running down to second base. On the play is going to be Ruffin. So a hit batter, now a wild pitch. by Matt Krantz. North Platte has now got a runner on in scoring position at second base with one man out here in the seventh inning of play. Hastings is out on top of North Platte by a score of 6-2 here in this one. Folk waiting on the next pitch from Krantz. It's on the way, and it's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike to Brendan Folk. Big tall kid standing in the right-hand batter's box here for North Platte First National Bank. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. And the count is at two balls and one strike. Folk has got a couple of home runs this year for North Platte. 21 RBIs. Matt Krantz's next pitch is on the way. It's going to be down low for another ball. So now three balls and one strike. And now Hastings has got some folks starting to warm up down there in the bullpen as we try to hang on to this four-run lead. 6-2 is the score. We're in the seventh inning of play. Folk has got a count of three balls and one strike. Krantz comes set, looks at the runner at second base, offers one to the plate. That's going to balls be hit in the center field, a base hit. Picked up there by Grant Schmidt. They're going to hold the runner at third, so Folk gets a base hit here for North Platte. Platters now have runners on at first and third base, one man out in the seventh. And now Cade Root will come to the plate next. Root started the day with a batting average of .426. That's only the fourth base hit of the ball game now for North Platte, and a team that had a team batting average come in here of .384. So Hastings has done the job, just trying to get two more outs here. Root so far tonight, he has grounded out once. Reached on a fielder's choice, and he is walked officially 0-2 here in the ball game. The number four hitter in the batting order. The pitch by Krantz is going to be outside for another ball. One ball and no strikes. Matt Krantz trying to finish things off here for Hastings. This will be a big win for Hastings 5 points bank here. Cornesker League affair tonight. Next ball is going to be swung out and missed. Good pitch there by Matt. Cade Root now has a count of one ball and one strike. Down there at first base is Falk. Over here at third base is going to be Ruffin. One man out. Root waiting on the next pitch. Krantz comes set. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. The ball is going to be hit toward right field. Going over and now lighting a fall right in front of him is going to be Spady. A run is going to come in to score as Cade Root singles to right field. Spady looked like he was going to have a play on the ball there. Then at the last second kind of held up and the ball just fell in front of him out there. So a base hit that produces a run as a Ruffin comes in from third base to score. That makes it a 6-3 ball game now in favor of Hastings 5 points bank. North Platte's got runners on at first and second base. Moving over to second on the play is going to be Falk. Cade Root is on at first base now for North Platte. And Dylan Peterson comes to the plate next. Krantz works from the stretch and will throw a strike there. A fastball strike in the outside corner. No balls and one strike to a Dylan Peterson. He walked his last time up there in the sixth inning. Flew out to center field and grounded out once. So he's still looking for his first base hit of the ball game. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's 1-1. Peterson started the day with a batting average of .371. North Platte now with five base hits in the ball game. Still trailing by a score of 6-3. Next pitch is going to be popped up again out toward Spady in right field. Settles under it. Spady makes the catch. Runner at second base. Falk is going to tag. Here comes the throw in. It's not going to be in time. So Peterson flies out to right field for the second out. Falk moves over to third base on the play. But now Hastings has got two men out here in the seventh inning. And Kevin Hancock will come to the plate next. Hancock, the number six hitter in the batting order. Started the day with a batting average of .313. He's walked a couple of times and has grounded out once. So Kevin Hancock comes to the plate. He represents the tying run. But Hastings with a couple of men out here in this seventh inning. We're going to work on Kevin Hancock now as he enters the right-hand batter's box. Krantz throws a pitch to the plate there. It's going to be in there for a strike. So two strikes away from getting out of here tonight. Got the player of the game. Coach's post-game show yet to come here on 1230 KHIS. Next pitch is up around the eyeballs outside the strike zone. One ball and one strike to Kevin Hancock. He's the left fielder. Jaden Cruz would be next. One ball and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. Hit on the ground towards short. Dreher picks it up. Goes over to first base in time. And the ball game is over. Blaine Dreher throws it over to Dawson Eckhart to get the out on Kevin Hancock. And the ball game is over. Hastings picks up a very big win here in the Cornhusker League as they knock off North Platte tonight by a score of 6-3. Back with the final totals right after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Get your beauty rest on during the 4th of July sale going on now at Furniture Direct in Hastings. Experience elegance and luxury with the new line of Beauty Rest Platinum mattresses and get a free box spring. Add an adjustable power base to any queen set purchase for only $399 more. Up to 48 month, no interest financing. The Beauty Rest 4th of July sale is going on now at Furniture Direct on South Burlington in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings wins the ball game here tonight. Just the third loss of the season for North Platte. Hastings scores 6 runs, 13 hits, 1 error in the ball game tonight. North Platte 3 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. Winning pitcher for Hastings is going to be Cade Adler. Adler picks up the win. His record will go to 1 win and 1 loss on the season. North Platte's Dominique Martinez will be the loser. That's his first loss of the year. He's now 4-1. Hastings scoring a run in the first, 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth, and 2 in the sixth. North Platte scoring a run in the second. They got a run in the fifth and a run in the seventh. But Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 6-3. Hastings improves to 19 wins and 13 losses on the season. They'll get ready for the Mike Peterson tournament in Lincoln this weekend. North Platte, they will drop to 22 wins and 3 losses. Again, the final score, Hastings beats North Platte tonight by a score of 6-3. Stay tuned. The player of the game coming up next on the Coach's Postgame Show. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on 1230 AM KHAS.
The difference between clicking on a computer to order flowers versus having a conversation with the people who are going to pick and arrange the most appropriate bouquet. This is Amy from Bob Sass Flowers. My dad built his business knowing his customers, knowing their special occasions, and how they celebrated them. So a delivery from Bob Sass Flowers is now what it was then. Real people delivering real love. Flowers from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every day for lunch specials starting at $6.99. Rivals is also serving up the barbecue trio every Friday night, and Saturday night is the brisket special. Join Rivals for every Husker and Hastings Bronco game for a pizza and beer special only $21.99. Only at Rivals. Open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Our American Legion baseball coverage continues with the player of the game. Now let's head back to the booth with KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
So Hastings 5 points back, wins it here tonight, 6-3 over North Platte. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Cade Adler got to start tonight and threw very effective in the first four innings. He gave up four base hits, four walks, and no strikeouts. Actually, he gave up only three hits officially. Three hits given up by Kate Adler. He had four walks in the ball game, no strikeouts. Gave up a couple of runs in the contest. And Matt Krantz, he comes out and throws a couple of innings late. Gives up a couple of runs, one strikeout, and one hit batter. Krantz giving up a one run in his relief appearance. Then offensively for Hastings, Sam Reimer comes up with three base hits out of the number nine hole tonight. Cole Spady with two hits, scored a run out of the number eight hole. But the top of the order for Hastings, very good tonight. Blaine Dreher had a couple of base hits. Trey Asher had two hits. Brooks Asher had two hits and two RBIs. And Grant Schmidt with a hit and two RBIs. And Dawson Eckhart also with a base hit for Hastings. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings. First of all, the starting pitcher for Hastings Five Points Bank, Kate Adler, four innings pitched. He was a little used pitcher for Hastings coming into this ball game here tonight through just 11 innings. He comes up with a big start here against a very potent lineup against the North Platte. Four innings pitched, gives up three hits, four walks, no strikeouts, and two runs. Then offensively for Hastings, Brooks Asher getting the job done here tonight. He was... comes up with a couple of base hits, had two RBIs in the contest, had a triple, a big one back in the third inning of play, and also a single in the sixth, also produced a run. So Brooks Asher and also Kate Adler are players of the game tonight for Hastings, as Hastings Five Points Bank knocks off First National Bank out of North Platte by a score of 6-3. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next on your Hastings link to local sports, 1230 AM KHAS.
You've made a smart choice. Glenwood meets your home and business technology needs with an array of phone, internet, direct TV, or cable packages. Whether you want to keep up with your family or your online gaming competition, we've got the speed you need. At Glenwood, all our services are backed by a tech-savvy local team of customer service professionals. Learn more online at shopglenwood.net or speak with one of our service representatives at 402-756-3131. Glenwood, now with a local Hastings office.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 KHAS. The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Marty DeMuth. Let's go back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings wins it tonight over North Platte by a score of 6-3. Is Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings, will join us on the postgame. Coach, that was a big win and a good one for you guys.
It sure was. A complete game again, you know, just out of the whole team. And they were really competitive tonight. I noticed in pregame batting practice, you can sense a little bit of urgency in our team since we slugged it around a little bit on Saturday against Grand Island. We did not play up to what I would consider, you know, just championship level baseball. And I told him we got 1 month left, and you come out tonight and you got to approach each game, and this is a, you know, a league team that got us on the road, and you better play well on your home field. And we did tonight.
It all started on the mound tonight. I thought Kate Adler delivered exactly what you talked about on the pregame show. You gave up only five hits in the entire ball game tonight against a good hitting North Platte team.
You're right. And you know, we've got three good outings in a row from Kate, and right now you know, I've kind of figured it out. I was really hesitant to send him back out there in the fifth. It seems like he really does a great job through four innings, and that's where he had us in the ball game. But it's really hard sometimes too to, you know, take a kid out after only giving up one run up to that point. You know, but he, you know, he doesn't get his regular, you know, rotation sometimes, and when that happens, you lose a little bit of your rhythm. But he was outstanding, and then you know, to pitch out of a couple jams, our bullpen did a nice job.
Drake LeBar came on through the six batters. He had his problems, but then kudos to Matt Cross, who has kind of been up and down all season long. He comes out and delivers for you in this one.
You're right. You know, Drake got us out of a tight jam and then, you know, struggled the next inning, and I knew we had to have Cronsy ready and so forth. And great for Matt Krantz. I mean, a senior, you know, he was expected to be just dominant every time out, but he has struggled as a past, and he took some time to himself, and, you know, we worked on it a couple days in the bullpen over practice sessions, and, you know, that's just a lot about his confidence as a player. You couldn't ask for a better kid. He'll be the last one leaving the park here tonight. Him and, you know, his catcher will be out there working on the field trying to get everything perfect, and that's sometimes his worst enemy. You know, he's got a very, very bright kid. He scored twice as my ACT in one time, you know, and he goes out there and thinks a little bit too much. So when he relaxes and throws the baseball, he's a good pitcher.
Matt, we talked about him having an up-and-down season, but you kind of threw him out there against Kearney a couple of times, and that's when he had his problems earlier this season.
Yeah, I mean, he's pitched against the meat of our schedule and the toughest teams in our league, you know, have always seemed to come up on his rotation day. And, you know, when you go Grand Island a couple times, Kearney and a couple times, and you know, I thought it was important him to just come out of the bullpen and get a little bit more of a feel for the game his last couple outings. And he'll probably be a starter again for us as we go down the road. But, you know, it's always nice to know you got that safety net now as a senior coming out there and going to bulldog it for you and get out of, a couple of tough jams.
Top of the order tonight, Blaine Dreher, a couple of base hits. Trey Asher, two hits. Brooks Asher, two hits, two RBIs. Grant Schmidt, one hit, two RBIs. Dawson Eckhart with a base hit. The guys that you want to do the damage, they got her done tonight.
Well, you know, and I like our lineup 1 through 9, and the top of the lineup tonight did the job. It seems like it's a different group of hitters that clustered together. You know, I thought over Sunday's baseball game, it was the bottom half that kept us going, and you know, we shuffled things around, and sometimes you get into a little rut, you know, as a team and as a coach, too. You take your lineup, and you kind of sit there and go, okay, where can we get guys maybe in a little bit different spot, and they breathe a little different and understand to see different pitches and stuff. And the top of the lineup tonight was outstanding, and I really liked that lineup with the lefty in the second hole just to kind of give us a different look. And like we said, we were really missing Blaine Dreher. I'll tell you what, not having him at the top of the order, and then look at Sam Reimer turning it over. Every time, you know, he gets up, bang, he's getting that top right back up. He's as hot as any hitter we got right now.
Yeah, Sam delivered three base hits out of the number 9 position. Cole Spady in the number 8 spot had two base hits, so that's the type of production you're going to need if we're going to make some noise.
Yeah, I mean, you want to be confident this time of the year, and you should be, as if you've seen enough pitching, and which we have, and quality pitching all the way up and down our team. You know, they've responded with a lot of work ethic in the batting cages, and we take a lot of pride of not wasting a lot of swings in there. And you know, we're not going to be a team that's going to hit 350. You know, I just don't think we are. We're going to be a 300 or better, but we got to make teams make plays and make sure we don't have any easy outs.
Defensively, I thought tonight was, again, one of your better nights. He got out of the fifth inning with some great defensive plays, and they had plenty of chances to tack on runs, but you guys came up on those plays when they had to.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, they're a tough out. You know, they're lineup 1 through 9 is very difficult, but you know, we came up and made the routine plays, and then Sam Reimer's catch down the right field line was one of the better plays. And to be honest, since he's moved to second base, he's a different defensive player. He's really made some outstanding plays over there at second base, and he just loves it sitting over there. And you know, we switched our shortstops tonight, giving Blaine Dreher a chance at shortstop, and Connor Laux goes out and makes a big catch down the left field line. And you know, just all the little things you need in a baseball game like this came out tonight.
You're looking for a game to maybe ignite this team, and it's might have came at the right time for you guys with this big win tonight.
Yeah, you're right. You know, going into this weekend, we always say we want to be playing our best baseball sometimes at the 4th of July, you know, and it's a nice tournament we're going to. North Platte goes to it, and a lot of the area teams, I think, go down there. So you go to the Mike Peterson tournament, you're going to see quality baseball teams, and we'll see a couple teams we've seen before, and Lincoln Southeast and Lincoln North Star, and then we've got Bellevue East and Elkhorn South. And you know, not saying we're looking ahead or anything, but you got to look at your pool and say, hey, those are four teams that are right there in our caliber. And hopefully we keep this play up, you know, give us ourselves a chance to get into the Sunday bracket.
Okay, good luck this weekend. Go knock them down there.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings Fine Points Bank. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make insurance simple through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind, and you can count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the amount of life insurance that's right for you. You already trust us to help protect your valuables. Now trust us to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today to see how we make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
So Hastings wins it here tonight. Final score of 6-3. Again, the final numbers, Hastings with 6 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They leave 9. North Platte, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They leave 9. North Platte now 22-3 on the season. Hastings improves to 19 wins and 13 losses. And like the coach said, they'll play in the Mike Peterson tournament in Lincoln coming up this weekend. That'll do it for our broadcast here tonight from Duncan Field. For my producer and engineer, Bailey Crow, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 KHAS has been brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Marty Nemuth. Join us all season long for American Legion baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.